welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I run the Tudor Society, a hub of all things Tudor, and I also write about Tudor history on the Anne Boleyn Files, and I write books too. So my whole life is Tudor history. Now today I'm going to take you back to the reign of King Henry VIII, and an event which might have been a bit confusing. For today, on this day in Tudor history, the 30th of July 1540, in the reign of that iconic Tudor monarch, Henry VIII, Catholics Thomas Abel, Edward Powell and Richard Featherstone were hanged, drawn and quartered at Smithfield for refusing to acknowledge the royal supremacy. That is, Henry VIII being the supreme head of the church in England. Thomas Abel had also been a staunch supporter of Queen Catherine of Aragon, who of course was Henry VIII's first wife. He'd annulled his marriage to Queen Catherine of Aragon so he could marry Anne Boleyn. And Thomas Abel had also written a treatise against Henry VIII's plans to annul his marriage to Catherine. So he was quite an outspoken man. Now, you might think, well, why is that confusing? That seems to be quite normal for people to be executed for denying the king's supremacy. Well, yes, that is normal. But actually, on this day in 1540, we have those Catholics being executed. But we also have some religious reformers being executed on that day as well. For at Smithfield on that day, Robert Barnes, William Jerome and Thomas Garrard or Jarrard were burned at the stake for heresy. Chronicler Edward Hall, who his chronicle is actually one of my very favourite contemporary sources. It's very, very detailed. It's massive. It's huge. I use it on a daily basis when I'm researching. He gives an account of this day, this very confusing day, and I'm going to read to you his account of it. The 30 day of July were drawn on hurdles out of the tower to Smithfield, Robert Barnes, Doctor in Divinity, Thomas Garrard and William Jerome, Bachelors in Divinity, Powell, Featherstone and Abel. The first three were drawn to the stake, there before set up, and were burned, and the latter three drawn to the gallows, likewise there set up, and were hanged, headed and quartered. Here ye must note that the first three were men that professed the gospel of Jesus Christ and were preachers thereof. But wherefore they were now thus cruelly executed, I know not, although I have searched to know the truth. But this I find in their attainder, for ye must understand that after they had preached at St. Mary Spittle, as before I've declared, Barnes, for learning his lesson no better, was committed to the schoolhouse before prepared, which was the tower, where he was kept and never called to examination till his rod that he should be beaten withal was made, which was a sharp and great fire in Smithfield. And for company's sake was sent to the schoolhouse with him, the forenamed Garrard and Jerome, which drank all of one cup. In other words, they believed the same. And as I said before, thus much I find in their attainder, that they were detestable and abominable heretics, and that they had taught many heresies, the number whereof was too great in the attainder to be recited, so that there is not one alleged, which I have often wondered at, that their heresies were so many, and not one there alleged as special cause of their death. So just a side note there, just to explain. So Edward Hall is saying that their attainder said there were too many heresies to recite, but it didn't even give one example. Interesting. And indeed, at their death, they asked the sheriffs wherefore they were condemned, who answered they could not tell. But if I may say the truth, most men said it was for preaching against the doctrine of Stephen Gardiner, Bishop of Winchester, who chiefly procured this their death. God and he knoweth, but great pity it was, that such learned men should so be cast away without examination, neither knowing what was laid to their charge, nor never called to answer. The last three, which were Powell, Featherstone, and Abel, were put to death for treason, and in their attainder is special mention made of their offences, which was for the denying of the king's supremacy and affirming that his marriage with the Lady Catherine was good. These, with other, were the treasons that they were attainted of and suffered death for. Now, John Fox also relates the history of Robert Barnes, Thomas Garrett, and William Jerome Thomas Garrett, or Garrard, in his Acts and Monuments, which is a book about the Protestant martyrs in the Tudor period. And I'll give you a link to read that so that you can read that account for yourselves. But it's interesting that reformers and Catholics, reformers being people that we would perhaps term today as Protestants, were being executed on the very same day. And I wonder what the common people, the people of London, made of that. It must have been very confusing. And Edward Hall, the chronicler, does sound rather confused in his account, trying to figure out why Barnes, Jerome, and Garrard were attainted, and putting it down to Stephen Gardiner's involvement. Now, the stone walls of the Beauchamp Tower at the Tower of London, this is my favourite tower in the Tower of London, are covered with Tudor graffiti. And what I mean by Tudor graffiti is carvings in the stone walls that were made while people were prisoners in that tower. And one was done by Thomas Awell, and it's actually a play on his name. It has the word Thomas carved and then a beautiful depiction of a bell underneath it, and the bell has the letter A on it, so Thomas A. Bell. And it's just stunning. The Beauchamp Tower is well worth a visit. There are some stunning carvings and some very poignant carvings as well. And I'll give you a link to see a picture, a photograph of that, so that you can enjoy that. So a confusing day in the reign of King Henry VIII today. It just makes you feel that nobody was safe, whatever they believed. Anyway, sorry to leave you on that gloomy note, but perhaps I'll bring you a happier event tomorrow. Well, I can't guarantee it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.